Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Bolivian woman allegedly bit into a burger and ended up chomping on a decomposing human finger.
Ugh.
Oh.
Ew, ew, ew.
The decomposing human finger whopper. Only at Burger King, Bolivia. Yeah.
A video of the revolting find is currently blowing up online. Ashley, you want to look it up?
Yeah, see me finger that.
Oh,
she's going to be blowing up soon, too.
Yep.
Bolivian woman decomposing human finger burger would be some of the keywords.
Looking for, like, Halloween.
The customer claimed that she chewed on the severed digit upon her first bite of the burger.
You know, this has a funny taste. I can't put my finger on it. Then that's where she's, oh, nailed it.
Oh, bull.
Oh, bull.
Oh, bull.
That was the working title of the burger.
Oh, really?
Wah, bull.
Oh, really?
That
you
good,
closed
huh?
your screen.
They've blurred it out, and it is still disgusting.
You know, if you eat that and you poop it out, you give yourself the finger what?
Oh, my God. I can't even look at it.
Imagine now you get stuck, and the doctor says, why is there a finger in
just
there?
The color of it is, like, gray.
Yeah, it's not, like, normal.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
And how'd the finger get in this direction? It turns out she's okay and no prostate problems.
Oh. It kind of looks like bug larva.
Bug larva.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
That's the other burger that comes out later in the week. The bug larva burger.
Oh, my God.
This is the decaying rotten finger burger.
You can tell there's no nail polish on this finger.
Well, it was, but she ate it. Look how well manicured the sandwich is.
Yeah, the sandwich looks fine.
Yeah, figures this one doesn't look like someone sat on it.
I mean, you
like
take
you normally
finger
get
out of there. I'll finish it.
Yeah,
you're
gonna finish your finger,
AJ. That should have been the warning because they're never presented nicely.
Yeah,
so when it's like, something's hidden inside.
When something when it looks actually like the picture of the burger, then you know something's wrong.
What?
When it looks like the picture of the burger. In the menu, you know something is wrong.
When it's presented.
I'm going to leave the building, come back again, see how it works out for me.
All right. You want to do it now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
Like after today.
Exactly
show,
right.
You'll leave. And
exactly
then come back
right. Come back, and then tomorrow's going to be much better.
Well,
right,
tomorrow comes tomorrow. Tomorrow. So.
What?
You're a phrase from last week. Tomorrow comes tomorrow.
Just shut up.
That was you. She's quoting you to you.
Yeah, but he doesn't like it.
Wasn't there something at the beginning of the show where he said, my brain is broken or something? Like, you drank all weekend.
Yes, I did.
What did you say? What was the quote?
I don't remember. My brain is broken. Relax there, goose boy.
I'm adding that to the list, by the way.
I'm allowed to laugh at things.
Yep.
A customer claimed that she chewed on the severed digit upon her first bite of the burger. Photo show what appears to be a rotting fingertip on the plate next to the burger.
No.
After the customer's post went viral, a company spokesperson called the discovery, quote, an unfortunate incident.
Oh, you wanted chicken fingers. Sorry.
Wrong finger.
Sorry. Hey, Hector, sorry, man.
She said chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Can I have mine back?
She's not done with it yet.
You said kitchen finger.
An unfortunate incident is if you get your plate and you drop it on the floor. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You got to get ketchup. You get all the water first.
Yeah, putting an entire severed finger on top of a burger.
Having a severed finger in a burger is a horrific incident, not an unfortunate incident. They went on to explain that an employee had lost part of his pointer finger while prepping the meat.
Then why don't you look further for it?
That immediately gets tossed out.
I would turn around and say, you know what? No one eats anything until you find that piece of finger.
It's Bolivia.
Okay, I'll say it in Spanish. Mira! Blah, blah, blah.
I like how that guy just keeps working, though. He's just like, well.
That's dedication, yeah. Right? You know, that $5 an hour, man. Gotta make it.
Gotta
make that $5 an hour.
People need their
Someday
burgers.
I can afford to actually eat here.
The poor guy.
Yes, they call him 9 1/4.
you know, in America, that whole plant would be shut down and every piece of meat would be thrown out and sifted through till they found the finger. And then you'd have to spray all those machines.
All the machines get washed and sanitized.
Right. And then comes all the lawsuits, all the people who are traumatized by looking for it.
That place would have been closed for at least a week.
Oh, yeah. I'm so traumatized. I was nowhere near there, but I read the story and now I'm traumatized and I want $50 million.
They were looking for the other four fingers of the hand.
Or look for the rest of the body. Well, found the finger.
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, it's the collection burger. Collect all body parts. Look, there's a hand in this one. I got the elbow burger.
Giving me the finger.
Which one of you got the left nipple burger?
Gross.
Put them all together and collect all 52.
Like a happy meal.
Right. Yeah. Here's one for the adults.
It's like a puzzle. You put together the human, you get to keep them.
Exactly, right. Try the skull.
Mine has an eyelid.
Right. Try the skull. Boy, this ear burger is awesome.
I've got one nostril in mine.
Wait, I got a hot dog with my... Oh, wait, that's not a hot dog.
That's okay. I got the... Is it the nutty burger?
Oh, God.
That nurse AJ who is now making $1 zillion on OnlyFans.
Right. Make money.
Yeah. And we're linked up to her Instagram and all things Allie Ray at WPLR.com and 959thefox.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what are some of the weird requests someone like you will get on OnlyFans? And then do they offer money or do you set the price? How does that work?
I get weird requests all the time. Very weird requests. Some of my newer weird requests, actually, there's a sneezing fetish. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Sneeze fetish?
Literally. Really? They want to see you just sneeze. So I was not aware of this one, and I had to do some Googling so that I could obviously master the art of it because I had more than one request come through for this.
What do you Google for this? Sneeze fetish or what?
I literally Googled sneeze fetish.
Oh, that would do it.
No, because, and I found out that it was actually, it's a common thing that, you know, people really, they really is a thing out there. So,
like saying God bless you a lot. Yes.
You just, lots of sneezing. So yeah, lots of
looking
at the light.
Yeah, multiple sneezes, right?
Multiple sneezes in a row. So if you had allergies, you could really make bank.
Seriously.
Because you would.
Yeah. Is that rumor true that certain amount of sneezes in a row for a female equals something else, equivalent of something else?
Yes, a handkerchief.
Oh, I never knew. I've never heard of that.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, if a woman sneezes 8 times in rapid succession, that is equivalent to...
The big O.
Oh, my. Well, I sneezed a lot that day, but I didn't remember having any of that.
I sneezed some past gas ones. That count?
Yeah. All right, so I just Googled this. Sneeze fetish. Why is sneezing so pleasurable? The person experiences sneezing as a result of sexual thoughts, arousal, et cetera, et cetera. Sneezing occurs independent of external nasal stimuli or allergens. And may occur at any point during a sexual experience. Both men and women are affected by the phenomenon.
That's bizarre. Wow.
That's bizarre.
Well, I mean, I think we all can agree we've had that, you know, that good sneeze where it just feels like relief. But, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to snot.
Okay,
on
so you are agreeing with what Ashley just said. You had a sneeze where it felt similar to another experience that was better than sneezing.
Well, maybe. Maybe something close. Maybe not the full shebang, but it definitely sometimes is satisfying. It's like a good, you know, like a good stretch. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you get that good stretch, you're like, that was a good stretch. I think there's good sneezes.
I think it's about a loss
like
of control.
That's good.
Right?
Which means you can poop yourself. It's loss of control.
Like you can't, once you start to feel like you're going to sneeze, it's a reflex. You just sneeze and...
You're right. You can't. It's kind of like just you can't control it. That's a good point. Yeah.
Allie, yeah, I noticed that some of your bikini tops seem like they're too small for you. Maybe we need to go help you shop.
Yeah, go where Ashley goes.
I'm just scrolling through here. I'm like, Huh, that seems like you've outgrown this.
Well, you know,
maybe this was a middle school top, and
right,
yeah,
I still fit my old high school stuff. Yes, I can still fit my socks.
The wardrobe.
Yeah,
can you believe it? I ordered this online. They sent me the wrong size. Guys.
Damn it
again!
Yep. It happens so often.
You know, when you order from Taiwan, these things happen.
She made it work.
Yes, improvising there. Yeah, and you know, nowadays girls, we're all wearing our tops like upside down, backwards. We're like, we're done with the triangle stuff, so everyone's tying them different which ways, and yeah.
Who sets that trend?
Make it work.
I'm sure you're setting trends, right? You'll wear something, then all of a sudden you'll see these other Instagram wannabes doing the same thing, right?
So I should probably start a funny trend on purpose and just see.
You're yes. Right. Yeah.
Just see what.
You try a fake mustache and glasses, see what happens.
Band-aids have been done, right?
Right. It's like, oh, this is the new thing. This is so hot.
Because you're a nurse, band-aids would seem appropriate.
Right.
How about the face mask thing already, too.
Right. Someone did face masks.
Right. Yeah. How about Charlie Brown's face? It'd be kind of funny.
That would be weird, not funny.
I'll see. It might be all they see her do it. Like, oh, that's got to be a trend. That's the only one of the idiots Charlie Brown's face on.
Oh, that's great.
How about some radio that's station great. Bumper stickers?
Oh,
ooh.
Look at that.
I have some.
All over? Like, oh, like maybe start a trend where you just wear a bumper sticker over like where the tramp stamp usually goes.
Yeah, but when you pull it off, it hurts.
No, I was thinking about the front parts.
Oh, yeah, you could put there too. True.
That's called See waxing.
See if we can
yes.
start a trend.
Right. Oh, would you do that for us?
We can work something out for free.
That means
so.
No.
See? She's a
no.
deal cutter.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a businesswoman.
You're a businesswoman. You're in business. You can't be doing all this stuff for
all
free.
All about the Benjamins here.
Let's see. What all right. So we didn't really get into this.
Sneezing
how much
thing?
Do people pay you to sneeze? Have you done the sneeze thing?
Is it per sneeze?
Yeah, I did a sneeze. They'd like you to get as many sneezes in as you can. So there's actually, okay, I can't believe I'm even telling you this. So there is a sneezing powder that you can purchase on Amazon, and it helps you sneeze.
I want it immediately, and I want AJ to have it.
Like,
okay?
like snuff. You like in the old days, you carry little snuff boxes. And they go, achoo! Yeah.
Oh, wow. $20 on eBay, AJ. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Oh, I can get that for a lot cheaper. What? Sorry.
So on my sneezing video, I was able to get quite a few sneezes in, so I made really good money on there. But I think, you know, people can charge what they want. I mean, there's probably people that would do a sneezing video for $200 and be happy with that. For me, it was like, I'm going to get my nose probably red. I'm going to have my makeup. My eyes are going to be watery. I mean, you're sneezing continuously. So I would look at it more as my time. And, you know, I had to plan a specific, you know, wait till the end of the day, like, okay, makeup's coming off, it's time to do the sneezes. So yeah, I charged upwards of almost $900 for my
wow
damn,
and it was
a hell of a sneeze.
4 minutes. Yep.
A 4 minute run.
4 minutes. Yes.
Four sneezing minutes.
Wow.
Did you get a sneeze count?
I think I ended up getting 17 sneezes in, which was good. But once you start, it kind of just goes.
This is a band name, 17 sneezes.
Can you send us the audio of that? We'd love to play it at some point. Maybe the next time you're on.
Right.
I know the video is private and someone paid for it, but the audio would be, you know?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, the audio could be. Okay, yeah. It's a lot of sneezing.
Wow, almost.
A lot of sneezing.
Yeah, the one wall got it.
You know, the tissues are a big component of this, too. I wasn't aware of that, but
really?
The person, they are. The person that requested it said, you know, the tissues are a big part. You have to have tissues all around you. Tissues have to be very present in the video. And so, lots of Kleenex.
What do you mean?
Boxes.
Like you stick them in your ears or?
Your bra or?
No, they wanted them all around me, just
like
using
crumpled
lots
up,
of
yeah.
tissues, like a new one for it. Yes, crumpled up.
Right.
They needed to be like
scattered around
yeah.
you. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a bad head cold day. Yes.
I'll be setting up a sneezing website later.
Interesting.
Wow.
fully closed. You know, there's no really sexual component, you know, from our perspective involved.
But sexy clothes?
But,
fully clothed, but sexy?
Actually, a painter's outfit.
You know, I tried to confirm that, and it was like, that was like, I don't really care what you're wearing. It was more about the sneeze.
Wow.
So it was very, yeah.
You know, it's fun. If you
but
lay down,
it's
you put the tissue over your nose, and you sneeze, it blows right up in the air. That's pretty fun. Maybe try that one.
I mean, I felt like, okay, well, maybe
really
a little lingerie would have added,
yeah.
But no, just sneezing.
Now,
it's interesting, the psychology of this stuff. It's very interesting.
If you sneeze in a dog's face, your ears going back.
Oh, I just love that you're just making some good money off of this stuff.
Yep. Good wholesome
there's a market for this, you know?
Yeah. I bet you the market
clearly.
For tissues.
Yeah.
You want the tissues back?
You can sell those, you know, maybe mail the tissues.
Right. Look at someone with a tissue fetish. Someone with a snotty tissue fetish.
Allie Ray is on, and we're talking about the weird requests that she gets, and we're talking about the sneezing thing.
Sneezing.
Which is weird.
Right.
Like almost $1,000 for a sneezing video.
Wow. Allergy season. Forget about it.
What about your teeth? Someone offered you money for your teeth?
Oh, yeah, that was probably, I had to actually find out if that was even legal.
Yeah, that's
because,
kind of creepy.
Not that I was considering it, but it was interesting. No, they wanted teeth, as many as I would be willing to get. It was a teeth collector, which is really, really odd. And actually, I thought to myself, I'm like, this is quite concerning.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's like Hannibal Lecter concerning.
Yeah, you know, is there any teeth in his collection that he didn't ask permission to get.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be my concern, you know?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was willing to pay quite a bit. And some of these people, you know, I can filter out who's just talking and, you know, kind of that thing. This was, guy was very serious, but he offered almost $20,000 for three teeth.
Three of them.
I would never.
What's his number?
I would never do it.
I don't know if he wants your teeth.
I'll give her three of them. I don't care. 20 grand.
Wow.
I pay off a lot of bills.
20 for three.
I go to the dentist, my teeth fixed.
Three teeth. And it was just the weirdest thing. And he even got very weird because he even offered to come take them out himself.
This is very wild,
no,
Bill. No, 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 no,
no. No,
no, no, no, no,
no.
No,
no.
Yeah.
It was really odd. I mean, but someone informed me that, you know, that's like selling a body part. That's almost like
that's
got to
be illegal.
That.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What if you had a tooth removed? Would you, or if you had baby teeth that your mom saved, would he be interested in that?
Well, I asked him just this, and I was inquiring not because once again I was going to do it, but I was so interested in what was the deal. But they would pay more for molars.
Molars?
So,
okay.
Yeah, if they were like, so there were specific teeth that were worth more.
It's like a meat counter. The heavier, the more I pay. The bigger and the heavier.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to know what they're doing with those.
I guess if a lot of us, you know, we get our wisdom teeth pulled, and I think they send you home with them. I mean, if they would have been laying around, I guess it.
Yeah, might as well sell them, yeah.
Would you have done that? So he would
it.
Probably want some proof, though, right? He'd want to see them get pulled out.
A certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, some DNA testing or something. Yep.
Certificate of authenticity.
Right.
Oh, that's good. You know, I probably never would have done it, but there was a part of me that was like, there's no way. Would he really pay? I just wanted to see if he truly would pay it, but I think he would have. I think he would have. I think he was serious. I really do. I think it was not a joke or a scam. I think he would have paid.
Wisdom tooth worth, I wonder.
Did you ask him if he had any celebrity teeth in his collection?
No, I didn't. But that would be a good thing because, I mean, he's obviously got teeth. Somebody has given this man teeth.
Yeah, probably a hockey team.
Someone that really.
That'd be an easy one. That's a no-brainer. All right, after tomorrow's game, we'll have three teeth for you.
He looks for teeth.
Yeah.
After the game.
Right. Did he tell you what he does for a living?
No, he didn't. We didn't get into that. It was really just like maybe a 3 to 4 back and forth, you know, conversation, 3 to 4 sentences. But
it's Mr. Colgate.
Wow.
He makes holes in teeth.
Dentist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it'd be the last thing they want to see his teeth.
No, but you know what the video that'd make you a lot of money if you sneezed out a tooth.
Wow. You could combine two of them, right?
You sneeze 17 times, then out pops a tooth.
Right.
That would.
Right, that's a video that'd make them all crazy.
Go for distance.
that's right in the
coffee.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Then the last part of the video is you're picking up your teeth with your toes.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick, Phil.
Sorry. I crossed the line.
Oh, my God, Phil. He's a weirdo, man.
Allie Ray is on, and she's a top Instagram and OnlyFans model. The feet thing, that's a big thing, right? Like, is that the number? Would you say that's the number one?
For fetish-wise, absolutely, yeah. The feet content is just something that I don't personally psychologically understand, but I really, really tried to explore it a lot, and I want to learn about it because it is a huge market. It truly is. There's a lot of people out there that absolutely love feet, and it's easy content for a creator to make because you don't got to get all dolled up. I mean, your feet are just always so available, so... it's definitely
less for Ashley. I actually wash them.
Right. So I'm guessing that you can't really show your feet on your regular free platforms because you want people to pay for
it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, spoil
it. Feet and teeth, forget about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where would you rate your feet?
I can't even smile anymore. I mean, I feel like I need to be charging. I mean, teeth now are been sexualized.
Now, where would you say your feet are on a 10 scale?
Well, that's what I always tell these people. I don't personally think my feet are cute. I've never looked at them as cute. I think they're chubby. I think they're kind of just, they're just regular feet. But, you know, I think that's the problem as I had in the beginning is I didn't know how to photograph them because I don't look at them as cute. Like, you know, you can find parts of your body that you can extenuate that you think, oh, you know, like... good boobs or whatever.
These won't stand still and take a photo. It's like, hey, stop moving.
I can't even Google her feet. All of the websites that are hosting an image are blocked in our company.
Oh, really?
I can't.
Ask the boss for the password.
Oh, wow. Your feet are chubby. What size shoe do you take?
Well, I'm just an 8. They're probably not chubby. I just don't look at them as cute.
Yeah, you just don't like them.
Right, they don't work out a lot.
But 8's a good size, right? How tall are you?
I'm almost 5'5", so just 5'4".
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, if you were 3 foot.
8's good? Yeah. I don't know. But I know you don't want 13.
No.
Right? Because then you have clown feet.
Yeah, if she was 3 foot tall, it'd be hard to knock her over.
And they're all straight, or they look not, they're not like curly, twisty, or...
Oh, yeah, nothing funky with them. Actually, right, I mean, now that I've been researching feet, they probably actually are fairly normal feet. I mean, there's nothing, like, odd about them. So, yeah, they're... it's
web toes.
Right, I'm actually looking
you ever
at my
see
feet.
Steven Tyler's
we're
feet?
We're talking. It's funny. Yeah, they love the feet.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
and it's
sell
funny, they
those
will
harder.
Find them in any picture.
What's
they,
that?
Any picture I post, they will find. It's I won't even realize that I showed them, and someone will comment. You know, like, oh my gosh, there's your feet, and I'm like, oh damn, probably.
Oh, you know, I left
I,
them
oh,
in.
I found one. I found
oh,
a foot
you?
Picture.
Well, I'm proud of pictures of her in strappy shoes with her toes showing.
She's on a beach in like a aqua bikini.
Oh yeah, the soles. That's where the money. They love the soles.
Yeah.
Oh really? That's weird.
Yeah, it's more about the soles.
They're sole survivors.
Not the toes. It's the soles, not the toes. It's all about
the
soles.
Wouldn't that
be
the whole thing?
You know, there's probably a preference, but I know the soles are like a big deal. You definitely want to have
like
those
a fillet.
Always looking good.
Oh my God, there's a picture of you on like the island of your kitchen, dressed in, you know, something you might go to bed in. And you got a jar of Nutella.
Oh, Nutella.
Like,
the hell are you serving?
Yeah, and a spoon in your mouth.
I absolutely love Nutella.
I'm like, oh my God, if you want anything from you're married or have a boyfriend, right? The last time we talked, I think you're married.
Oh, I've been married 19 years. Yep.
That's great. Wow, you don't look like you would get married when you were 10. All right, so like
18.
When you close. So when you want something from your husband, you just put that on and get the Nutella out, and then it's like yes.
That was take out
yes,
the garbage.
Dear.
Yes.
Yes, dear.
That was take out
yes.
the garbage, do
right.
the dishes. Yes.
Right. Or that orange yes. bikini.
Yeah, that was cut the lawn. Yeah.
Right. So do you look at that? Like, do you scale your outfits? Like, oh, they like me in this type of top. This gets a lot of reaction.
The moo-moo,
so
not so much.
We need to buy more of those.
Right.
Moo-moo?
The moo-moo.
I don't think that would be a good seller.
Yeah, the Mrs. Roper look.
Here's the deal. She could wear anything.
Yeah.
Pull it off. She could wear a moo-moo, whatever a moo-moo is.
Mrs. Roper.
Bag.
Remember yeah, yeah. Mrs. Roper on Three's Company? That yeah. was who I wore. Yeah, oh, those okay. things.
I think it's like a long dress, right? Like a muumuu. It's like it's got Yeah.
Like a nightgown. It looks like a house dress.
Looks like a closed patio umbrella.
I'm sorry. Forgive him.
Nobody ever does.
He's not really around girls too often. Has someone or anyone ever asked you to take a shower, like in a bikini?
Yeah, and actually, they have asked me to take a shower fully clothed. There's a market for that.
That's weird. What's up with that?
Fully clothed.
The dry cleaners.
Particularly, especially with jeans. They want in jeans.
Oh, wow.
Like in some kind of denim. Mm-hmm.
And then how much did they offer for that, and did you end up doing it?
I haven't done that one yet. I don't know why I keep putting that one off, because it's fairly easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
Yeah, pick a pair of jeans, go in the shower, you're done.
I've actually been putting that one off for a long time, and I think it's just the hassle of, you know, you didn't get out, you got sopping wet clothes, you got to, like, get them to the laundry room. I don't know. It just
that's when
like
you know
pain.
You're making a lot of money.
Yeah, so much effort
it's
to
like
get wet.
That one seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to step out of the shower.
I got to pull my teeth out then. Oh, wait, I did get a request for that.
Yeah. I definitely will get on that.
What was the offer? What was the offer for that one?
Well, depending on how long or what I was wearing, I never even got to the price point. But I mean, as much as this particular user requested, and I've seen them do others, I would definitely have to charge more than I would like a live video. So like definitely like 700 to 1500 range.
Wow.
Probably for, yeah. So I really, at this point, I'm charging for time, because if it's my time, you know, to get undivided attention to do that or something, it's kind of like, you know, and then of course the wet clothes, and I need to deal with them and take them to the laundry room. I try to think about inconveniences and things like that.
Do you soap up while you're in there? Like, is it going to take like a regular shower? Like, you know, you take the body wash and you soap your jeans up and stuff like that and then rinse?
Yeah, I think.
Stand in the shower and just get wet?
It's more about the getting wet, because they requested it can be in the pool, in the ocean. It's funny. Every time I post a picture at the beach or a story, they will write me and say, hey, you should have just had your clothes on and sent the video. You know, they're
you could have made it right there for me.
It's Practical
right
Jokers.
Yes.
It's Practical Jokers doing it. Go on
AJ,
the water.
When does it rain next?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, walk out in the rain.
Just, yeah.
You know, it's a convenience factor. I'm like, okay, when would I, can I fit this in? I mean, it's one of those things that I probably should have did a long time ago.
Have you had,
I'm
sure this has happened. Someone offers you money to do something. You say, yeah, you don't get around to it. Then they say, all right, I'll give you more. Just do it. Right?
That does happen. But I usually, I don't like people waiting. I am definitely run more like a business. And if someone pays me for something, they're absolutely getting it. And
you're like Amazon. We need to get this package to you immediately.
Yeah, my service level is, you know, I definitely don't like people waiting. And I there's nothing more that I hate when someone's paid for something and, you know, it's pending on my, you know, to-do list. I will try to get it done right away.
Who's your photographer, your husband?
You know, sometimes my husband, my tripod is really my best friend.
I take
a lot of my own stuff. I have a lot of photographers that want to work with me, and I totally am fine with that. For OnlyFans, I feel like it's supposed to be candid. And
it's supposed to be you and them.
You and the tripod.
Personal, yeah. Yes.
No, the photographer's going to keep that. No, don't do it. Nope. You're already making, you don't need to bring in other people.
Even on my Instagram, though, I don't have professional photography even on my Instagram. I just feel like, you know, it can get a little too impersonal at that point. You know, everything gets washed out. Everything starts to look too perfect.
It doesn't,
you know?
It doesn't look real. It's just like pictures from a magazine. I want pictures of the girl next door in her house. Yeah.
Yes. And so I definitely try to focus on that. Because, you know, in this business, you got to be different. And if you're like everyone else, then you just fall right in line. And I feel like it's important to be different. Or to at least stay true to yourself and your brand.
Yeah, clearly you know what you're doing.
I'm going to start one
back, because I got a million other questions.
I'm going to start one called, what the hell is that? Just pictures in my face. What the hell is that?
All right, Allie Ray, we're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website. Thank you. James Bond says goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond. Yes.
I don't know. What are they going to do without him?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been trying to leave for like 5 years.
Yeah.
He's been desperate to get out of this role.
Yeah, what a good problem to have.
Right? Seriously. They just keep giving him more money to come back.
Oh, no, not the dashing super spy. Oh, no, making money. These movies are blockbusters. Oh, how terrible.
Oh, wait, I got to wear a tuxedo.
No, great.
Like, do these scenes with hot women.
Right, be flown to exact locations and you probably eat really good food.
That's
drive
right.
Cool cars. Oh, my God, what a terrible life this is.
You're right. Every
you know what? Smack them now.
At least three or four different locations.
Like, you
yeah,
know what?
And they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the days when you were struggling, okay, and how far you've come. Like, oh, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then just check out entirely. I want to be in a sitcom. No, you don't.
It really is. Every movie is, you have an action movie.
Yeah.
Laid on top of beautiful scenery.
Exactly.
There's always a snow-covered mountain where he's skiing.
Yeah, a chalet.
Or a helicopter going through mountains. There's one of those scenes. You got to have a car chase through, like, narrow roads, and a vegetable stand gets... You know, wiped out.
Of which you're not driving anyway. Somebody else is doing that.
Well, if you saw the trailer for the newest one, it looks like it's like on top of the Great Wall of China.
Right.
Oh,
always
great.
Exotic locations. It's never like him in the Bronx.
Or,
you know, like, oh, look, there's a scene in Mutus. You know?
He never really does come to America, right? James Bond, for all of his world travels, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's stuck in traffic in the LA again.
If you ever want to get away from James Bond, go to the Bronx.
Exactly.
Well, he's certainly not coming to Mutus.
Oh, look, he's going down Bruckner Boulevard. Oh, my God. You know, all the potholes. Pay attention, 007. This car has explosives. Do not hit a pothole or...
You get stuck in those goat paths in Boston after a Red Sox game.
Exactly right.
It's just him sitting in his.
Hey, look, it's James Bond over
Aston
there.
Martin.
Hey, James Bond, how are you?
Yeah.
You're in Boston.
Hey, you're Bond.
Hey.
James Bond.
Hey,
huh?
James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond's here, but James Bond. Look, he's in his car. He's in his car. He's stuck in a car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the formula. So when you sign up to be James Bond, part of your contract is you cannot wear a tuxedo in another movie.
Fair enough.
You could do other movies, but you can't wear a tuxedo.
Fair enough. He wants to wear like a half shirt, like Joe Dirt, and a mullet.
So let's go through the story. So, all right.
He did make that movie, Daniel Craig. It's good.
So you got him. So you know he's going to wear a tuxedo.
Uh-huh.
You know he's going to be in a nice car.
At least a Jensen, something
okay.
like that.
So you also know he's going to commandeer and drive a boat.
Yes.
A plane or a helicopter.
Something like that.
A motorcycle.
Usually.
Yeah, some kind of other craft.
There'll be some kind of skiing going on.
Skiing.
Whether water or snow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I was going to say, like, there's going to be, like, a wave runner randomly in the movie.
Where's the one where he's, like, in a skate park and, like, a bowl on the on a skateboard? That'd be kind of cool. Him in a tuxedo doing tricks in a half pipe. Wah!
Yeah. So you're
James Bond, what up, dude?
So you're going to have him with a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a guarantee.
Right, guarantee.
Right. Even the supervillain's like a stud.
No, sometimes their face is half burnt.
Right. Yeah, but the other half looks good, though.
Disfigured eye.
The other half looks good, though.
Casino Royale, the guy had a scar on his face.
Right.
So beautiful woman, boat, plane, motorcycle.
He knows a martini involved, at least.
Beautiful locations, tuxedo. There's got to be
this booze. And you know, it's going to be lighting either his cigarette or somebody else's cigarette.
Right.
There's going to be some kind of incredible watch.
There's going to be a party where everyone's dressed up beautifully.
Yes.
Usually gambling is involved.
Yeah, there's not one AJ who shows up in an 80s outfit in this entire party.
Right.
This guy's wearing flip-flops.
The tuxedo scene. Yeah.
And then the new gadget. Every movie has a new gadget.
Yeah. Right. There has to be the scene where he's getting this. He's getting ready for the mission. So it's like, pay attention, 007.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like the A phone, you know, for assassination. Hey, it's an A phone.
The A phone is ringing.
And actually, the phone calls go through, too.
When is this movie coming out? Because I can't wait to see it.
This weekend, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it this weekend? I thought it was October.
I thought it was like...
Isn't this weekend coming up October? Coming up pretty soon? No, week after. The week after, I'm guessing.
I thought it was November, but...
I heard October also,
I don't know. It's been delayed so many times.
Pay attention, 007. This is a calendar.
October 8th.
You'll notice in this calendar that it goes from 1 to 31 for October. Except for the 30th. Sometimes in February alone, it goes to 28. Wait, these are called weeks, 007. You'll see a Saturday and Sunday. Those are weekends. Weekends were made for Michelob. Oh, sorry, that's an old 70s commercial. You'll notice there are days called holidays. Over these are called paydays on Thursdays, sometimes on Fridays. Very rarely on Mondays. You'll notice Mondays, hairdressers do not work. One thing you do not want to do is be a demon Vienna on a DMV on a Monday. Yes.
What's a demon Vienna?
You will also notice I'm going, the day I'm going to squash Goose Boy and throw him off the roof. I'm going to use my A phone and annihilate him. This will be called Die Goose Boy Die. It'll be the seventh installment in this film franchise.
You know what they should do? They should do a movie where the entire movie, it's Q telling James Bond how to set up a barbecue.
Right. Right, yeah.
Here are the instructions. Pay attention.
Right. Or here's how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. First, you take the bread.
No, the barbecue, because it would take like 5 hours, so you can edit that down into a two-hour movie.
That's true, yes. First, you need proper seasoning. Rub your meat, 007. Rub your meat.
Then pat it dry. Can you clarify, please?
I do like the next Bond villain being named the Demon of Vienna, though. I do like that.
How about Goose Boy?
They wrapped up the filming of this movie recently, and on the last day of filming, his final James Bond movie, Daniel Craig, gave an emotional speech to the cast and crew that were gathered.
And a lot of people here worked on 5 pictures with me, and I know there's a lot of things said about what I think about these films and all of those, whatever, but I've loved every single second of these movies, and especially this one, because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys, and that has been one of the greatest honors of my life. So
they put the music in there?
Yeah, I didn't add it.
It's cutie music. Wow.
I thought I was going to hate him as James Bond. I think he's the best one.
He was one of the best ones, yes.
Yeah. For me, he's the best one, and part of it helps that the movies are so much better now.
Man, yeah, the writing is so much better. Right.
So much better.
I don't know. I'm still Roger Moore.
It's backstory. It's not just stupid one-liners. It's not villains that are like, okay, the guy just bit a metal cable with his teeth.
Oh, choice. Okay, yes. Richard Kiel. Try being his dentist.
I felt really bad for Pierce Brosnan. I thought he was a great 007. The writing in those movies is so poor after GoldenEye.
When you have, what's her name, who was in
Denise
Wild
Richards.
Things. When you have her as a nuclear scientist, I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Trust me, she's no rocket scientist either.
Right.
Rocketology.
All right. You can't just have her as some hot girl who's like a billionaire or something.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me bump, bump. Now it's even harder to believe anything that I'm watching.
You know what you
hey,
now?
I had an idea. Let's hire Denise Richards and we'll put her in a lab coat the whole movie.
You know what you need now for a supervillain? You need that girl. How dare you? How dare you, Mr. Planet?
She can't say like 5-syllable words, you know?
Right.
It's like, oh, okay. Yes. And then you take the thing and then the thing.
Did you say okay. Thingamajiggy?
Yeah. Thingamajiggy.
All right. The thingamajiggy and the thingamabob.
Right.
And the doo-wazzle.
The doo-wazzle.
Yes.
Who was the guy who was it, he made one Bond movie. And it was
George Lazenby.
No. No, it was the guy after. No, it was the guy after Roger Moore. He made one and he was done.
Oh, what, that Pope?
No, it's not him.
The Pope? No.
No, it's like, I'll know it when I hear it.
I know George, but George Lazenby did one.
No. Roger Moore.
No.
No. Roger Moore did a ton.
Timothy Dalton.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, I think he made more than one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Lazenby made one. Dalton made like 2 or 3.
I think he made 3.
Yeah, because he had that little...
Really?
Yeah, these are high nuclear warheads and that dent in his chin.
he was bad.
Fire one.
Can you look that up, please?
Pay attention, 007. This looks like a mole.
In my mind, it was one.
I think this was what, Living Daylights was one of them?
Timothy Dalton, James Bond movies.
Yes. Timothy B.
He did too. Living Daylights, 1987. License to Kill, 1989.
Right. And then put putty in my chin.
Yeah, that was too much. Looked like you got hit in the chin with a pipe and
seriously.
Came back.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Great.
October 8th.
Eh.
Yeah.
Tell me that, eh?
Featuring the Demon of Vienna.
So.
Come on, that was funny.
We got a list.
Oh.
Ashley's been composing them.
Oh, okay.
She said to me during a break, If you want something funny, I got some quotes.
Now, I didn't write down any context, so I just wrote down what you said.
What
that
the quote
made,
was for yes, the T-shirt, right?
Yes. All right. Number one. I hope you hemorrhage.
I want that one. That should be the first one. That should be the first one.
That had to be directed at me.
Don't make me say it twice. I hope you hemorrhage. I like that one. That should be the premier T-shirt.
Wow. That sounds like one for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, green, red, and white.
Happy
know.
Hemorrhage.
Yes.
Happy hemorrhage.
Number two, we know this one well. History happened.
I love it.
Yep.
History happened, yep.
You got to yell it, though.
History happened.
Doors open and they close.
Yes, they do.
That's a famous one as well.
Doors open and they close.
Do you remember what you're saying that about?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know what the topic was.
I don't know what I had for dinner last night, so.
Next one. Don't be the AJ.
Why would, wow. Why would I say that?
Don't be the AJ.
It must have been something where someone was like dashingly handsome. Don't be the AJ.
Next one. It's too early to die.
That was definitely
that's
a goose boy.
One that fell.
That was definitely
that could
a film.
Be a Bond film.
Yes.
It's too early to die.
007. Too early to die.
Next one. Not every question I ask, I want the answer to.
Yeah, not sure what happened there.
That's another goose boy.
Big question mark when he said, I was like, how am I supposed to know the difference? What?
Now, why wouldn't you want an answer to every question you ask?
I don't know.
And if you don't want the answer, right. Why would you ask the question?
I'm just asking figuratively. Not, you know, I want an answer. I'm just asking it, throwing it out there for the ages.
You're asking it what?
Like a rhetorically question.
Rhetorically.
Rhetorical question, yes.
Okay.
Reptiles make smelly water.
That one is so good.
Yeah. Well, that was, we were talking, somebody went to like some like reptile world or something like that.
No.
No, we didn't talk about that? Was it your house?
Nope.
Right? You've been fact-checked. All right, so tell me, what was it I talked about?
All right, I'll tell you. It was the guy that rescued the lady that got bit by the gator. We were playing the audio of that. Remember, he dove into the tank, and he was wrestling the alligator to save the woman?
Right.
Oh. I thought it was something about the minks, and then we talked about ferrets.
Nope.
Yeah, no, reptiles.
Because he dove into
the tank.
That
is a while ago.
And then she got free, and now he's just stuck on the gator. And AJ's going, you know what the worst part is? You know what the worst part is? Reptiles make smelly water.
They do. You ever go to those like the alligator exhibit? It's like, phew! Oh my god! Like, did you warn you? By the way, it's gonna stink on ice over here.
It got very Long Island at the end of that.
Yes.
Reptiles make smelly water.
They do make smelly water. They do. Stinks.
You're the best, man.
It stinks.
You are the best.
Yep.
Okay.
Next one. Tomorrow comes tomorrow.
That was deep. That should be the second T-shirt.
And what were you bitching about on that one?
Probably tomorrow. My guess. I don't know. I don't remember most of these stuff. I remember the saying. I don't recall what I was yelling about.
Yeah.
Because after my anger is over and I return back to Dr. David Banner again from the Hulk, I have no idea. Yeah. It's like, what happened? What's going on?
It's right.
Why am I here?
Bruce Banner.
Whatever it's called. You say Bruce, I say David. You say potato, I say you're stupid.
Should I add that to the list?
You say potato, I say you're stupid? Yes.
That's
yeah, add that one.
That is great.
That is a great one.
You say potato, I say you're stupid. You got to be like stupid, you know?
Yeah, so I think that one... The front of the shirt is, you say potato, dot, dot, dot. And then the back is, I say you're stupid.
I say you're stupid. Got it. Yeah. So my brain's a little damaged. More than usual.
That was this morning.
That
right?
was this morning.
Wow. Yeah.
I do have my brain is broken on here.
Talk about your brain a lot.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wonder why.
He has to explain why he's saying what he's saying.
Exactly. Exactly. It's also good for evidence. So my brain's a little damaged. My defense.
And the last one here, even I'm not an idiot.
Well, that was deep. I'm not an idiot. Yeah. See? Wait a minute.
I like the reptiles make smelly water.
Reptiles make smelly water.
Water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope you hemorrhage.
That's my favorite one so far.
It's all about AJ.
Well, you guys made it all about me.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.